Welcome. Welcome to the first episode of Past the Pause, a tantric woman's guide to a magnificent, majestic menopause and beyond into a life of ageless living. My name is Dark Blossom, and I will be your host on this journey. Let me begin by introducing myself. I am a tantra therapist and coach and mother of two young adult females. And I come from a background of domestic violence, sexual abuse, and a life full of varying adversities. I spent the first quarter of my lifetime in the States, growing up in Midwestern suburbia. And I've spent the second quarter of my life in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. And where I'm going to be spending the second half of my life, this is the unknown mystery and the journey and the ride that I would like to share with you, the listeners, the ones that have clicked on this link. It's no coincidence that you find yourself here with me, ready to explore maybe places that you have not wanted to explore before, or you haven't had the time for, or for some other reason, you've put your own desires on pause. And now you find yourself in the throes of midlife, asking yourself, what else is possible? What now? So I'm here to guide you and have exciting, thought-provoking conversations with amazing leading-edge experts in the field of tantra sexuality, holistic healing, spirit science, and many, many more, to blast us into the rest of our lives. You see, we've only just begun to live a life of radiant health, beauty, and liberation. So in this first episode, I want to share with all of you my story and how I actually find myself creating a podcast for many, many, many more women and their men that might relate to what I have to bring. So in this first episode, I am going to share how I went from sex kitten to worthy woman and why I was in denial of my own menopause for the last 4 years. About 4 years ago, I noticed that many things in my body and about my body and the way I was looking at life was taking on quite a radical change. And I was confronted with the fact that my body was not no longer, but that how I had been using my body to get my validation in life. I started coming into the realization, the painful truth that I was constantly using my sexuality, which I was not connected with on a deeper level, on a spiritual level. I knew that it was there. I knew that it was possible. However, I had always been so influenced by the media and everything outside of myself. And for all my life, I had been given validation for the way I looked and my sexiness and my sexuality and my femininity and my sensuality. But none of this worthiness was coming from inside. And when I turned 50, a couple of years back, I found myself in a relationship with a younger man, about 9 years younger than me. And I was like, whoa, I just got smacked in the face that I was doing it again, that I slipped into an old pattern of using sex as a way to get validation and to get a relationship. And it was around the same time that I had discovered Tantra. And I was so excited and so ready to get onto this path together with somebody. I just didn't want to do this on my own. And sure enough, this was not really the person that wanted to go down this path as deeply with me as I knew that I wanted to go. And I found myself actually denying the fact that I was in this midlife phase, which now, fast forward a couple of years down the road, I have come to embrace and to see as a magnificent and majestic rite of passage, a portal really into worthiness and wisdom and the embracing of the whole of who I really am. And I have learned in the last couple of years how expanding into a deeper state of consciousness can liberate all of us from our ideas about who we are, liberate us from the physical, being so attached to the physical. And that brings me around to all of the things that I want to explore together with you and together with these amazing people that I will be inviting onto the show to bring the light of consciousness and the light of awareness onto these really sometimes dark, yucky, icky, but sometimes really kinky, raw, real aspects of ourselves And this is the real reason why I am putting this podcast out there, to inspire all of us women, and especially the ones going through this midlife metamorphosis, to inspire us to reawaken our pleasure and reclaim our purpose and step into our power. We've only just begun. Thank you for joining me. And I look forward to sharing this journey with you and bringing light into your lives. And helping and inspiring and giving great tips and tricks and tools and all kinds of great, wonderful, you know, amazing things into your lives. Yeah, forgive me for some of the non-scriptedness. This is the first episode. This is me being real, being raw, uncensored. So let this be a warning that in the future, I may use some words that your mother wouldn't have used. Thank you for joining, and I look forward to meeting you all, hearing what you have to say. Leave your feedback. Give me some tips. What would you like to hear about? Here we go. Here's to a life of ageless living. I'll meet you back here in a week. This is Dark Blossom saying ciao for now.